This is Anger Episode 2. I'm Manzara, and with me as always...
Ninja's not here. Ninja's Eka. Gone.
Eka is here, though.
Until Fox Die kicks in.
I don't know
the what?
Fox Die.
What?
Well,
you're gay, shut up.
You don't know what Fox Die is? I'll take that as a no.
Yeah, man, damn.
What? Alright, yeah, continue.
I guess me and you are the only one that knows what that means, Joe. I'll go ahead and we got actually an email. I guess we'll go ahead and start off with the email at first. Oh, God! Oh,
God!
I think I just totally sensed Matt's brain back into fucking, like, 1943.
I'll read the email. I can read it. I don't know. My eyes just got fucking raped.
Yeah, you did.
You just kind of took me over.
Don't click on that link, guys. Don't.
Click on the link, guys.
What the hell? 4chan? Alright.
Apparently he just thinks it's funny.
That's my weird news for the day. Apparently guys like to be suspended in midair and then pumped full of liquid shit.
So, what's up, Anger? I've been a listener of GVA since, like, last year. And yes, SSD Ninja is my favorite person on the show.
That's right, faggots.
Because you're a bitch.
Yeah, that's why I'm so popular.
Why won't you make you the bitch?
Anyway, I'm happy you guys are making new episodes, and, well, I'd actually like to join your podcast.
How about no?
I don't even want to be part of this podcast, man. Really, it's not as glorious as you think.
You can take my place.
Hey, all right. Just Matthew. What is it? Matthew Corey. It'll just be you. Is that cool with you? All right.
There's your answer.
Let's see. Wait, what is this guy's favorite games? Battlefront 2.
That wasn't that bad when you
were... Star Wars?
I only like that game because it, you captured CP, but you didn't masturbate with it.
Ultimate Ninja 2, that's a Naruto game, I'm assuming. Yeah. I think it is. The World Ends With You, which I kind of want to check out, but that's a belt and zipper thing.
I have that game.
What?
The World Ends With You, I have that one.
I realized that he put a parenthesis, and then he didn't put the other side of the parenthesis. And that bothers me.
So apparently he hasn't graduated for English. Oh, please.
You graduate English now?
He probably has graduated with honor. So you consider how intelligent your current high schoolers are today.
Well, he hates Twilight, so the kid isn't all bad. But I hope he hates it because it genuinely sucks and not because it's, you know, just the proper thing to fucking do.
Actually, he called it Twatlight.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
That's pretty much true. It is Twatlight.
I stand by my statement from the previous show. It's not that bad. At
you're
least they tried... Dude, at least
yeah,
they
tried
something.
We
tried.
We're like, hey, Barkley, them.
We're not even going to let you try to defend yourself with this
dude,
one, Matt.
Dude, we always call each other gay and fag and homo and all this stuff, kind of make fun of each other. But seriously, dude,
that's...
you are a fag.
That's it's pretty gay.
At least they tried something different. I mean, it might have been bad, but...
You know what? You know that link I sent you? They were trying something different. I don't fucking really respect that, though. If you could turn that picture into a 300-page book, it'd probably be like Twilight.
So we gotta put that picture up on the thing now.
I gotta like find a way to block it out though.
As long as you can get the the siphon with the liquid shit being injected into the anus somehow.
Anyway, he says his favorite animes are Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, which are both pretty good shows.
Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Alright. Shamurai Champloo, which is pretty good. I don't know if anyone's seen that. Joe probably hates it because it has Samurai in it.
Samurai Champloo is good. It's just fucking kind of dumb. I mean,
you mean,
you know, it's like every episode is pretty much pointless.
It's like when you take a long shit and it feels good and then you have to wipe your ass later.
Yeah, it's actually very similar to that.
Sometimes I don't bother to wipe my ass.
Too much information. He also says DBZ, of course. Who doesn't like DBZ?
Us?
We really shouldn't like it.
10 episodes about a guy powering up. I don't think I really like that too much.
It's definitely on my right in the middle list. Do I like it or do I not like it? I don't really know, but I
definitely don't hate it, and I definitely don't love it. That's for sure.
Next one is Soul Eater, which me and TJ both checked out. That's actually pretty good. Joe, the TJ actually finished it, though. I didn't.
What a noob. And you're telling me I
just... He dies in the end.
Crap, dude, just go watch the freaking show. It takes like an hour. It's only 51 episodes. You'll get hit up today.
Soul Eater.
One episode. It's not that bad. It's not the greatest stuff I've ever seen, but I mean, for 51 episodes...
Say it again without multiple people. What was the name?
Soul Eater.
Oh, Soul Eater.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I've read some of the manga.
I haven't.
Go watch. It's 51 episodes. It won't kill you. It's not that bad. It's not that great, but...
51 episodes? Jesus Christ. I couldn't sit through fucking 13 episodes of Witch Hunter Robin.
Well, that's because it's that.
That was probably the worst fucking anime ever.
Witch Hunter Robin?
Yeah, dude.
Jay loved that shit, dude.
Well, Jay's a fucking idiot. That should fucking really tell you something if fucking Jay liked it.
You like the crap with Foolie Cooley and, hell, what was the other one?
Fooly Cooly was pretty cool, though.
Fooly Cooly was interesting.
It was messed up. I don't know. What was the other one that he watched, or that you guys watched? It was all screwy.
Excel Saga.
No, you like that one fucking panty anime, too, because he's such a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, where they all just showed panties for no apparent reason.
Yeah, it was just fucking 20 minutes of panty shots.
And the other one he likes is Helsing, and Helsing is badass, so.
Yeah, I like Helsing. I don't know about all of it, but yeah, it's watchable.
Says anyone think about me joining, I could be a good addition to the podcast.
Maybe. Send us an application.
Anyway, we'll get on to, I have a whole bunch of news to come over with now. First, we'll start with some random news. A Marine high school student senior says he was denied his diploma because he bowed during a graduation and blew a kiss to his mother.
What a faggot.
You know, if it was his girlfriend, they probably would have gave it to him. But like, yo, dude, you're a loser. I ain't giving you shit.
I really don't think they should be able to just not give you something that you earned, though. It's kind of fucked.
I think they're going overboard with the deal.
Like, yeah, it's supposed to be like a celebration or shit, right?
Yeah. I mean, how we... My sister just graduated, so we went up to her graduation, and people were hooping and hollering and, you know, carrying on and stuff, but the kids weren't allowed to do anything when they go up to get their diploma. All they can do is walk up there, shake hands, and leave. Like, they can't do anything else, and then they won't get their diploma.
I used fucking graduation last May. You couldn't even shake hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pretty fucked, man.
That's stupid.
They just drop a lot of the rules anyways. I mean, you're never going to see them again.
Yeah.
What's the point of screwing everything up by saying, no diploma for you?
Yeah, I don't understand how they can actually do that.
I don't think they legally should be able to at all.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually can. Because, I mean, you already earned it. Even if they didn't give it to you, you could just fucking go to the fucking school corporation's admin building and then fucking get a copy of it from them. Because, I mean, you graduated. You know, fuck.
All right, here's my next piece of random news. Then we'll get on to the anime. Well,
you die already.
We'll get on to the anime and video game news and all that. An unemployed mortgage worker from Southern California had the luck of his lifetime as he hit the jackpot twice in a row.
Pretty good, man. He's still a faggot.
He sucks some dick from that.
I think he's cheating.
Alright, now we'll go ahead and get into the anime news. Some Terminator 4 or Terminator Salvation director said I love Sailor Moon.
That's cool. Maybe we'll have a lot more girls in skirts and less explosions.
That's gonna suck.
Softcore porno, alright.
I don't know. I don't think he's making a Terminator with Sailor Moon. He just says he likes Sailor Moon. Or love Sailor Moon.
Well, he made a movie called Terminator. Of course he's gonna like anime.
How does Terminator and anime have anything in common?
Explosions.
Robots, you fucking idiot. Come on, think about it.
It's space age, and it's actually...
Every anime has robots.
Alright, the next piece of news is that they're bringing the Vampire Hunter D manga over to America now. And they're going to be putting it on the iPhone and stuff like that.
They should play the game. That shit was so awesome.
It's a pretty good anime, though.
The game was terrible, I'm kidding.
I haven't played the game.
Don't.
Hey, thanks for the warning.
It's like a knockoff of a knockoff of a Devil May Cry knockoff.
What?
You have one attack. I don't even think you can, like, combo your attacks.
Oh, shitty.
And then, like, a little mouth on his hand has, like, one move, and it doesn't really do anything.
A single power attack?
Really, the only move I did when I played that game was the power down the fucking PlayStation move.
That's effective. It always makes the game.
It was super effective.
Next piece of news from anime
Ninja summons Dunpeel. Dunpeel uses power down. Super effective.
Top-selling manga.
This is a top-selling manga of Japan. One Piece is number one. I don't know if anyone's heard of One Piece.
Everyone's heard of it.
How did you not hear of One Piece?
I've never watched a single episode because I think it sucks.
Yeah, I never watched the show either. Fantastic. Shitty animation.
Isn't that the one where Sean says it looks real bad?
Not to episode 20.
If you never watched it, how do you know the animation? How can you?
Well, I'll give you an example. I've never had my anus stuffed with broken glass. But I pretty much assume
improve your attitude
that it would be bad.
I got to episode 20 and the stretchy, rubbery guy reminded me of Fantastic Four. Just lost interest.
Wow, you people don't give anything a chance at all.
Pretty much not.
I'm surprised. So they're still making Fullmetal Alchemist?
I don't even need to look at something and just know that I hate it. I can just, like, feel the hatred through the air.
Well, Bleach is number two, which is probably my favorite anime, but I don't know why. I don't know the first arc, but the thing after that can kind of bend
it. It kind of went to shit. It's like DBZ almost now. But they're still making Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, so coming out in manga form.
The manga's still going.
Has it always been under
Splatoon?
It's
not even close to done.
The anime's over, isn't it?
The anime followed a different storyline. That was at the request of the writer.
They're remaking Fullmetal Alchemist, though, and they're redoing it closer to the manga.
What are you talking about, Matt?
They're redoing Fullmetal Alchemist, as far as I know, and they're making it closer to the manga now.
Okay.
Oh, good. I was about to download it.
Well, there's no way they can turn the previous story into the manga one. It's too different.
Not doing any more spin-offs or any more...
Unless they're just doing a whole new one.
They're doing a whole new one. They're remaking it.
Okay.
Oh, and Naruto's number three, which is my favorite.
Never seen that one either.
You should really check that one out. That's actually really good. Five on top, I really haven't heard of any of those ones. Gintama, whatever. I've kind of heard of that. And the other ones, I have no idea what the hell they're about.
Can't read it. Maicha no Shitsuji. The fuck is this shit? Hell with it. I ain't reading that shit.
Number 10, Kuro Shitsuji. This is made by Square Enix, so I had to check that out. Kuro Shitsuji.
Square Enix has finally figured out that they suck at video games, and now they're going to try to publish a bunch of other crap.
Yes, publish. Not right.
No, they've written a few. They've got their writers and stuff. Soul Eater was written, I think, by them as well, by their cast or whatever.
They had a writer, yes.
Well, they're slowly oozing their disease across all the panels of the board here.
Xbox Live has successfully completed an entire day of downtime. Unfortunately, the current uptime isn't quite as successful, with missing games, failing downloads, and unreadable code issues abroading.
You know, I really have a love-hate relationship with Xbox Live. I mean, it is good, but the whole paying for it thing sucks.
All right, you're talking
failing as a system.
Why not? Take piss. Be right back.
Well, it was actually cool because I got me a 1 month Xbox Live Gold card thing, and when I activated, it said you're now activating your 12-month Gold card, and I was like, yes, I am. So that turned out pretty well.
Congratulations.
Xbox sucks.
I'm really surprised I haven't been arrested for fucking some of the things I've said on Xbox Live.
I hate Xbox. I really do.
Man, you guys, next time I play fucking something on that bitch, I'll just record myself playing it, and then you can, like, put little snippets on the show, because some of that shit's great. Like, this one dude, he was all talking about how his mom died and stuff. I was like, hold on, I'm going to call my mom right now and tell her I love her. And, like, I actually called her. I was like, hey, Mom, I love you. I was like, man, that feels good to be able to call your mother and say that you love her. Oh, wait, you can't, because she's dead.
Wow, that's an asshole maneuver.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, Joe.
Yeah, I think I actually talked about drilling a hole in the headstone and having sex with her because I was too lazy to exhume the body. That's a lot of fucking dirt, man. Fuck, by the time you're doing that, you don't even need to fuck anymore.
Anyway,
moving right along.
The next piece of news is that Bioshock and Elder Scrolls are getting a bundle for Xbox.
You know, both of those games suck.
Dude, Oblivion was good.
Oblivion is alright, but Bioshock fucking sucked.
I haven't actually played Bioshock.
It's pretty fucking ridiculous.
I tried to play Oblivion, and I just
Okay. Yeah, I did clock 90 hours in the game, but it sucked.
It was good. It was good for me until I figured out I could be completely invisible, and then it kind of sucked. Like, I'd run up to monsters, just like sitting there, just club the shit out of them, and they couldn't do nothing to me because they didn't know where I was.
Oh, yeah, chameleon.
Yeah, well, you got like these gem things, and you can power them up, and then you put them on your suit. You turn your, like, each piece gives like a certain percentage of invisibility. So you just make all your suit armor pieces invisible, and then you just run around invisible.
I devoted a mutant centipede into office.
You say a mutant centipede?
Yeah, it couldn't be any worse.
When it comes to international relations, yeah, that would be worse. Surprisingly, no, he found something worse.
He can shake hands with everybody. All at once.
I just had this fucking flame fucking attack that I made and it killed everything in one shot, and I was like, yeah, this sucks.
I tried, I just didn't like, I need more of a goal for the game. It just left you like in the middle of nowhere. I didn't like that about the game.
I made a fireball spell that had 500 foot radius or something like that. I launched it in the middle of town.
Stop right there, criminal scum.
Yeah. The one that survived and spawned afterwards.
Man, those fucking guards are fucking tougher than fucking nails, man. Goddamn.
Yeah, you might work when you face the ones that can't be killed.
I wanted to kill one just so I could fucking, like, get his fucking sweet armor and fucking just arrest other people, but I didn't think you could actually do that, so I got tired and never killed one.
I killed the guard-type things that were walking around the horses at the beginning of the game. I just went around and killing them all.
Yeah, they're fucking kind of tough, man.
I was able to kill, like, about 40 of them until I finally got down. Anyway,
Yeah, that fucking... I want to play Fallout 3, but I saw it, and I was like, wow, this is exactly just like Oblivion with guns. They weren't lying.
No one has any more creative ideas. They just build on top of other ideas.
Yeah.
It's not like Oblivion with guns. It just uses the same engine.
Was that the,
Dude, like, it looks...
I'm assuming you're talking about Fallout 3.
Yeah, like, I saw it played, and I was like, wow, this is fucking horrible. I can't bring myself to play it.
And that is why you are weak.
Ooh!
Wow. Okay. And that is why I have taste.
You say cake? Do you not know the cake is a lie?
Can we have some of your cake, Joe?
Kind of cake,
yeah.
Cake.
Can I get some cake? Give me some cake.
The next one piece of news I already posted was a famed female manga collective Clamp is designing clothes for the Tekken 6.
Oh, cool. Okay. It's gonna be a fruity-ass Tekken 6. Make sure to stay away from that shit. Kidding. Probably be hot. Get off to it.
I never liked Tekken.
You didn't? I thought you liked... I thought that was one of the games you liked.
Dude, all I did is play the panda bear and just press the punch button. That's it. What the fuck?
What the heck?
That was some fucking intense music.
The clamp outfit is just this one character, it looks like. And it's a guy, so...
Apparently they're into that European look.
I see a chain. I'm going to count that as a zipper. No belt. Must not be... these guys must not be associated with Square Enix.
Next, we're moving on to movie news. And what movies we didn't talk about last time was one movie that we didn't address was the new G.I. Joe movie they're making. I was going to know what you guys think about that.
Sucks. Moving on.
I'll download it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'll probably pay if I have the girl go with me.
I don't know why they just have to ass fuck every single part of, like, anything I even sort of enjoyed.
It's because they derive pleasure from your pain.
Well, not really. They don't get anything from me except, you know, lowered bandwidth when I fucking...
They get to be smug.
I see.
They be smug.
I'm at a loss for words.
It seems this one of them... The dude, they ran out of ideas, so they're just fucking creating anything out of anything now.
Yeah, they should make a movie about a Mountain Dew can traveling across the country.
That would probably actually make money.
I think they actually already did Dumb and Dumber before.
That guy gave a dead bird to a blind...
You know, it's like the only part of the show that I fucking, or the movie that I remember. Fun times.
The next next piece of news is they're remaking The Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay.
Wow, they're really fucking grasping at straws.
Alright.
So, who's in it?
Any
guy.
They don't say anything. They just say they're remaking it.
Wow. Oh, I love these comments. Jesus fucking Christ, these people are fucking... Oh my god.
Woohoo, Brother Frankenstein, I'm losing my effing mind.
Jesus, I can't read these.
Yeah, I gave up on the first comment.
That's how you know it's good.
The next thing they're doing is X-Men First Class.
What?
X-Men First Class is expected to
eject... Oh, I thought you said First Class. God damn it, Matt, you and that speech impediment.
Is expected to inject a next-gen sensibility into the superhero series.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The plot summary looks fucking fantastic. It's fucking Twilight with mutants.
As long as you don't have any sparkly vampires, I'm cool.
The next piece of news
Jurassic
is...
Jurassic Park 4?
Yep, that's what I was about to get to next. Jurassic Park 4.
Oh, fuck yes. I don't care how bad this is.
Jurassic Park 4.
You actually like the Jurassic Park movie, Joe?
No, but yes.
No, but yes.
It's like a guilty pleasure of mine.
Well, yeah, most of us saw those movies when we were growing up, and pretty much all kids like dinosaurs.
Clever girl. Man, I need to bring that dude back from the life and just have a movie just with that guy, because he is so sweet. Too bad he was a support character.
Support characters always get it in the long run.
Yeah, they do.
Except for in Cube, where only the retard survived.
Oh, yeah, that fucking movie. Jesus Christ.
Have you seen the movie Feast, by the way?
Feast?
Feast.
That sounds horrible.
It is horrible in a funny way.
What movie?
In Feast 2, they actually kill a baby.
Type the name in. I can't understand what you're saying.
Feast. It's what you do at Thanksgiving.
Feast as in an animal, or feast as in you eat food?
It's just called Feast.
Oh, Feast.
God damn it, it doesn't answer the question.
I wasn't sure if you were saying Feast or Beast.
The next one is Spider-Man 4. They're actually going through with that one.
Why?
Jesus
Christ. Haven't they butchered the continuity enough?
I'll never watch one of these movies.
So, what's going to be in this one?
I think they're planning on it being about Lizard Man or something like that.
Oh, the lizard?
God forbid they try to do anything fucking really awesome like Carnage. Oh, wait. Hollywood can't grasp really awesome characters like Carnage.
They should have a movie where Spider-Man fights the Hulk and gets crushed to death.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they'd still make a fucking sequel.
Probably the best idea.
Oh, wait, they can make it that zombie Spider-Man, have him eat Mary Jane.
You know, that's something that really kind of bothered me, because, you know, they make all these Marvel, you know, characters and stuff, and Marvel has a big hand in this stuff. But they did, way back in, like, the 60s, they'd have, you know, your cross deal, like Fantastic Four and the Hulk together doing a little comic spiel or whatnot.
Yeah.
Why don't the movies do that? You know, they recreated almost everything except for them.
Didn't they do
together.
Something like that with Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk?
Not recently.
The more new one. I mean, they had Tony Stark, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, he's Iron Man. It wouldn't be much of an Iron Man movie without Tony Stark.
No, he wasn't doing the Hulk. I don't remember him being in the Hulk movie.
It was the newer one, not the crappy one.
Don't
I didn't see Iron Man, though people actually said it wasn't a bad...
I like the Iron Man movie. He wasn't black, but it was alright. He made a good Iron Man.
Oh, he wasn't? Well, okay.
Why would Iron Man be black?
Because Iron Man's black.
Maybe he's confusing with right. Matt with,
He should be black, is what he said.
No, he's...
There is a black guy who does have an Iron Man-like suit of armor. Man of War, I think it is, wasn't it?
That'd be War Machine.
War Machine, there we go.
Yeah,
is there any difference between those black fucking things? I had like comic cards and I just thought they were misprints.
One's his butler, I think. I don't know.
What about that new movie, what the hell? That Sherlock Holmes. Anybody wanna watch that? It looked good in the previews.
Is it Sherlock Holmes movie?
Yeah. I was like, man, Sherlock Holmes? This is gonna be gay.
They better make him a
preview,
fucking
like,
straight
dude,
up.
Why would it be gay? It's one of the. It's supposed to be like some of the best novel series to ever exist.
Yeah, but it's a good novel, not really something you make into a good movie. But
the better a novel it is, the better a chance fucking Hollywood's gonna, I don't know, rape it
up.
And set it on fire and put it into a baby killing machine. They better make him an opium fiend, or I won't even fucking give it a fucking second look, because that's one of his most fucking critical, like. Character traits is the fact that he's like a fucking opium fiend.
He died from an overdose, didn't he?
I think Moriarty killed him or something. Spoiler alert.
They're supposed to be making an Avengers movie, too, apparently.
The what?
They already made one.
An Avengers movie has Iron Man, Captain America, Thor.
Oh, that Avengers, okay. Oh, they've made all kinds of animated ones, so I haven't
thought. I remember the fucking arcade game with fucking, what was it, Captain America, the fucking guy with the bow that was all green, Falcon dude, something.
I have no
idea. He fought Sentinels.
I have no idea.
Man, it was like, it was always right next to that giant fucking four-player X-Men fucking arcade game. And you guys suck.
I know who you're talking about, I just can't think of his name.
It's not a he, Matt. It's an it.
It?
It's a game. It doesn't have gender.
I'm talking about like the guy.
Oh, yeah, the guy. I meant the game, too, though. Maybe the game was just called The Avengers.
Sherlock Holmes retires and becomes a beekeeper.
Alright. Oh, I'm
so kind of anticlimax.
Dude, Marvel came out with a thing online where they got all their old Marvel comics put up. It's like $5. Like, okay, so I'm reading a bunch of old comics.
You really have nothing to do, do you?
No, I do have lots of things to do, but I kept getting on the kick because, like, I needed to watch. I wanted to read X-Men forever, ever since I was a little kid, but I could never get all the comic books. I wanted to read it from the beginning, not from in the middle, not from any end. I don't want to read parts here and there. So I kept searching around on the internet for someone who had the entire, you know, listing of books and all the pages and stuff to where I could read the story. You know, Marvel had their own thing up, so I was like, well, screw it, I'll just get theirs.
Trying to make sense out of Marvel continuity is impossible.
Trying to make sense of the word continuality.
I think he meant to say continuity.
But he started halfway. You're the man, word. Matt.
Anyway, my final piece of news is they're making a Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
Oh boy.
Seriously?
Yay.
I thought the story was
so
done.
Happy.
Awesome! I can't wait.
Well, that does that, I guess.
I do like Johnny Depp in a lot of movies, but fuck that. Seriously.
Johnny Depp has the ability to transform, like, almost 100% in appearance from each movie.
Damn, get off that Depp dick, man.
I mean, just look at some of the roles he's taken. He looks completely different in each one.
Is that Sean? Please say that was Sean. That was like his signature sound.
No, that wasn't. I don't do that sound. That's pretty fucking gay.
That fucking Batman Arkham Asylum game doesn't look so bad. It actually looks pretty sweet.
Oh, the new Batman game?
Yeah.
It looks alright. I'd play that.
I'm really hoping they do the stealth. And man, if they actually can mix stealth and combat together and make them both worthwhile, that'd be like the first time ever.
I just kind of wish Xbox Live would get its issues fucking resolved.
I haven't played Xbox Live fucking a long time. I probably won't play it again until Modern Warfare 2 comes out.
I've always heard it had problems. That's why I just don't give it a shit.
I had a lot more problems with PSN. PSN is fucking god. Horrible.
PSP or just a whole online PS3 service?
Yeah, PSN, the PS3 online shit. I was trying to play GTA 4 on that bitch. Maybe it's just because GTA 4 online sucks.
What I understand, the 360 GTA 4 online area is a bit stable and better.
Well, that'd be good, because
really
my god.
Because I keep running into douchebags.
I just hated how you had to hit somebody at full speed with a car like 6 times to kill them. I thought that was pretty stupid.
Yeah, one time should be
it. Yeah, like you had to park on top of him to kill him. The only time I had fun is when I got this one guy into a corner with a fucking fire truck. I just hit him with the fire hose until he fucking quit. Like, I did it for like 15 minutes straight.
Well, when you're playing online, there's a lot of people who use hacks too, so I mean, or they just sit there and bot all.
That would explain the constant headshots, I guess.
Yeah, they have aimbots too. That just fucking ruins the game, though. Fun if you want, if you're drunk or something, you just want to go around fucking killing people, pissing people off. But if you're just actually going to play it to see if you have some skill and people are just one shot, it just doesn't make it very much fun.
I actually heard GTA 4 was actually a pretty good online experience.
Yeah, it's not really. Some of the modes are kind of decent, but I mean, I know Gears of War online is fucking, oh god, abysmal. Jesus Christ. I mean, you might as well just fucking play roulette.
Shit, fuck it, I'll go to Vegas.
I mean, that shit's bad.
I haven't really seen much in Modern Warfare 2. It's actually like it's going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I don't know. Call of Duty 4 wasn't bad. Modern Warfare 2, I'm sure they're going to probably put some fucking mandatory vehicle sequences in it, and it's going to suck.
And some, button matches.
Yeah, quick time events.
God of War events, whatever you want to call them.
Shenmue event.
Anyway, that's all I got for news.
Just
I
don't know everybody.
What the fuck was that?
Just wanted to know if everyone heard. You guys hear yet?
What?
You guys didn't know?
Know what?
Alright.
Yeah, I don't think that was funny before that horrible family guy.
The hell?
What the fuck is this?
Just give it time. We can edit this out.
All right, moving on.
Come on, dude, that's awesome. That's why they make all the money.
I don't know why that's
funny. What the fuck? It just weird. This seems like something Terry would do.
It seems more like something James would do.
Okay, that's enough of that. If you guys want to go ahead and email the show, which, you know, we got one email already, even though he'll probably won't email us again since we kind of
you're
weren't very
right,
nice.
Man. Just, yeah, you're right.
Go to Anger Show. It's at angershow with two R's at yahoo.com. If you want to go ahead and email us. Just a forewarning, we probably will bash you because we're assholes.
We don't really want you to email us. That's why.
If you email us once, you will never do it again.
If you want to go ahead and just visit the website, because you can go ahead and view this on other websites, it's at anger2rs.blogspot.com. Go ahead and check out the show. That's all I have. Is any you guys have any games or movies you guys want to talk about?
Oh, they all suck. I've been going back to reading freaking Fantastic Four for the 1960s.
Game that just came out is pretty
Jesus.
Good.
There's nothing good anymore.
I've been playing Halo for fucking sake, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
That's
not that bad, man.
That's bad, dude. You threw it away.
Okay, here's a video for you guys, and we'll leave off with this. This is our last video. Just keep watching.
Alright, here we go.
What? Does this get better?
No, it doesn't. No, but... Take a second.
Blame Sean, he sent me this.
It was near the end where I struck a giggle. Then I turned it off.
You can go ahead and skip ahead if you want.
The fat guy at 50 is kind of funny.
Not ridiculous.
It gets man, it really jumps off at about fucking 110. Whole gang of motherfuckers just show up.
It gets worse.
What the fuck? People are so stupid, man.
This is why you stay away from mobs.
This looks like it could be the first concert, though, of all time.
There's a bunch of people.
Look at how many people. Like, holy crap.
This makes me think of Fable 2.
This makes me think of fucking, how cool it'd be to have, like, acid bombs.
I mean, in Fable... I start playing the loot for the hell of it, and suddenly I find myself surrounded by 30 people. Who I then
start man.
I think sometimes it's the reason why we created Napalm.
Alright, when does it actually get funny? It
doesn't actually get funny, it's just them dancing.
There was a guy that ran
by. Are you sure it's dancing at this point? It looks like a mob. Only without the violence.
Oh, I'm over that.
Yeah, I already clicked X off of that one. Anyway, I'll go ahead and end the show since I don't think anyone has anything else to add.
No, yeah.
Play Ghostbusters.
My god, I ended already.
You said play Ghostbusters?
Yes, play it. Everyone should play it.
No.
And we'll leave it at that. Bye!
Alright.